This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We thought it needed to be 6-3 during this stretch. Then the next nine games against winning teams will need to be 7-2, 8-1 all of a sudden. And so there was a part of the conversation I'd asked Vern about that there is that I'm having a hard time totally disagreeing with because I can't quite put my finger on it either. There does seem to be a relaxed nature of the stars of this team that makes it feel like they don't have a killer instinct. Now, I don't necessarily think that that's entirely true, but there is part of it that, like, they don't seem, like I said to Vern yesterday, like they're having that much fun. It doesn't feel light and, like, it feels tense. And then because they're kind of like calm people and, you know, like it doesn't feel like mad, you know, like I think people want to be more mad about it. And that's not the personality type. There just seems something about like, if you're not going to be like intense and angry and like, we're the most fierce competitors on the planet, like from the outward perspective, I understand they're very competitive people.
Of course.
Then it feels like they should be light and fun and the team to cheer. And like, and it doesn't feel like you're getting either. It feels like they're stuck in like a lull where like, no real high ups, no real high downs, which kind of explains their perfectly borderline 500 record, you know?
My guess in terms of the fun component, you know, if you feel like it doesn't look like they're having as much fun, well, they're not winning as much. I mean, that to me, is it that simple? Maybe I'm oversimplifying it. If you're saying, man, it just doesn't seem like, you know, Bobby's having as much fun out there. Well, he's having a very nice season, but not as good as last year where he should have been the MVP if it wasn't for Aaron Judge having an unbelievable season. Otherwise, he wins that MVP 9 out of 10 years. And so some of it is that team last year was the first taste of winning baseball for a lot of those guys at the big league level and obviously going through a true playoff push and the excitement in the city. Whereas this year, you have playoff expectations. And frankly, before the season, myself and many, many others, the expectation was to win the division. And we all know that they're not anywhere near doing that. And so this year's ride hasn't been as fun because, frankly, the criticism has been even higher among fans, understandably so, because the expectation was higher and they, to this point, have failed to meet those expectations. So feeling more pressure, not winning as much, not having as much fun. Is it that simple? That's what I
it doesn't
say.
Look like as much fun because it's not as much fun. Wait a second.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know, but like sometimes you do have to like, because it's 162 games and it's a really long season, you actually do in a lot of ways have to force the attitude even when it's not there. Like I know that sound, but like you got to be a fierce competitor when you're winning 70 games in a season or 110. You got to have fun when you're winning 70 games in a season or 110. Like you almost have to like form an attitude that exists no matter who shows up. And when Vern was talking yesterday that they still needed players like Adam Frazier to remind them about how they go about business or to help them get that confidence. So, and some of it's because they're young. Some of it's because it is still a very young offense. We've talked about this before. The entire offense is under contract again next year. like Bobby and Michael and Vinny and Salvi. Like they're all, I mean, maybe not Salvi, but
Salvi's we'll the one exception, you know, to what we're discussing. You know, he's, I don't care what, I mean, he's gone through 100 lost seasons and all that. He's always got a smile on his face and having fun. I don't care what season, if it's July and they're on pace for 100 losses, or it's September and they're on pace to win a division in like in 15, right? That Salvi's going to be that way, but that's not how every other player operates. He's unique. He just is. I think a lot of other players don't operate that way. And yeah, it's oversimplifying, fine, but like I really think they don't look like they're having as much fun because they're not winning as many games.
Because they're not having
and they're
as
dealing
much
with more pressure because they have failed to reach the expectation that everybody had for them and they had for themselves, which was to win a division. And that's clearly not going to happen this year. The question is, can they get hot enough to get to a playoff spot? We all know the division's not happening. We've known that for a while.
No, for sure. There's no doubt about it. And I just, it is still concerning. Like, I want someone in this team to turn into the player that what we're talking about. Like, I don't want you to have to get Adam Frazier. I don't want you to have the Raul Ibanez chat. And with youth and those things, I do think that that will improve. But there's a clear noticeable difference. Like, we talked about these trades before. When they brought in the people they brought in, the established veterans, you know, like, there was a shift in this team, and they have played better baseball. If they had played the level of baseball they've been playing since around the All-Star break, they would be in a playoff spot right now. So they did need some version of that. So maybe that's getting ready to like fire back up, or maybe what Vern said. Bobby is trying to take himself incredibly serious as a superstar. You're not usually the boys are playing some ball. The ultimate guys in the league a lot of times are seen as the world's fiercest competitors, right, Gold? I will do anything to get a win. And he does things on the baseball field that would do anything to win. Hell, he came off back tightness and then immediately made a play from deep short that three people in baseball can make. And so I'm not saying, but it just seems like they're in a, you know what it honestly feels like to me? It feels like they're in a transition phase where they haven't figured out who they want, like how to structure themselves from that perspective yet. And I think eventually they will find a way to get there. It just isn't there yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.